Before I begin, just a public service announcement. For those who are interested in Rabbi Rosner's Daf Yomi Shir, the Shir will be back online, not on yutorah.org, on a different website. If you continue to listen to the Shirim on yutorah, as soon as Rabbi Rosner begins from Eretz Yisrael, his Daf Yomi Shir, I will be sure to keep you up to date and let you know exactly where you can find it on the internet. Certainly, I know he has gained a pretty large following over the years, and I certainly don't want to take away any of his Talmidim. Over the course of I will remain on yutorah.org even after Rabbi Rosner continues to give his shir on his new website. Okay, we're starting the fourth parak of Maseches Gittin today, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Hashalach get li ishto vihigia b'shliach lo sheshalach acharav shliach v'amar lo get shenasati loch batal hu hareza batal. A guy sends a get to his wife and then he wants to cancel the shlichus. So either he chases after the shliach and he gets to the shliach and he tells him it's batal, or he sends a second shliach to find the first shliach to tell the first shliach, I don't want the shlichus to work anymore, I want the get to be batal. In either of these cases, the get is going to be batal. He caught it before the get was actually chal. Obviously the get's not chal until it gets to the wife, so we need either of these cases, it works to be mevatel the get as long as he gets to the shliach. Kid, another way to be mevatel the get is not by chasing after the shliach, but rather by going directly to the woman herself before she gets the get. Kid emetel ishto o sheshalach etzla shliach. If he gets to his wife, or he sends the shliach to her, va'amar la get shashalachti lach batel hu, and he says the get that I sent you, which you have not yet received, you're going to receive it soon, is batel. Hareza batel. Then the get is going to be batel. Imishi gia get liyado shuveni yachal avatlo. Once she receives the get, though, then it's too late. The second she holds on to that get, that very moment she's divorced, and there's nothing that can be done about it anymore. The Rashba writes, normally we do have a concept of toch kedei dibor, that generally within toch kedei dibor of a given action, you can still bring it back, you can undo the dibor that you've done before. So the Rashba points out that over here, the second the woman receives the get, we don't even allow for a toch kedei dibor. We don't even allow for a couple of a second delay for him to be chozer. The second she receives the get, it's too late for him to be chozer. And the Rashba writes that that toch kedei dibor in general doesn't work by gittin and by kiddushin. So the Rishonim generally agree with this assessment that toch kedei dibor does not work by gittin and kiddushin, but there seems to be a machlokas as to why toch kedei dibor does not work by gittin and kiddushin. The Rashbam in Maseches Basra Daf Kuf Lamed writes that it's a din d'rabbanan mishum laz mamzeiros. You don't want to play games with gittin and kiddushin. She has the get, she doesn't have the get, she has the get, but it's not going to count. You don't want to play such games. She receives the get, too late. We don't allow you to be chozer anymore. A simple din d'rabbanan. The Ran, however, Maseches Nedarim Daf Pei Zayin, explains differently. The Ran explains that the very fundamental idea of Toch Kedei Dibor is that if I've done an action which is not yet totally cemented, it's not yet concrete, it's not yet complete, I'm therefore able to undo that action, B'Toch Kedei Dibor. Once the action has settled in for a few seconds already, so then I'm unable to undo it because it's already considered to be much stronger. However, there are certain actions that are so serious and so severe that people don't just take them lightly. People take them extremely seriously, but COVID roach. And therefore, we have the right to assume that when certain things are done, it's with an absolute gemiras das, the person has absolute total intention to make it a complete action and to make it irrevocable. And the Ran writes, that is true of gittin and kiddushin. A person doesn't decide to get married or divorced just based on a whim. A person, when he gives a get or when he gives a kiddushin, is doing so with an absolute gemiras das. Once the maisa is a maisa limasa, it's so strong with an absolute gemiras das, it can't be undone even betoch kedei dibur. Says the Mishnah, Barishona hayaosa beizdin mimakom acher. It used to be that if a husband wanted to undo his get, so he didn't have to go to the shliach, and he didn't have to go to the wife, as the ratio of the Mishnah suggests. Rather, all he would do is he would convene a beis din wherever he happens to be, and be mevatel the get right there in front of his beis din. The shliach would never, he wouldn't tell the shliach, he wouldn't tell the wife about it. And then Hiskun Rav Gamliel HaZaken, Shlayu Yosin came in Tikkun HaOlam. Rav Gamliel HaZaken said, no, that's not a good idea. If you're going to go and you're going to be mevatel the shlichus without the wife present and without the shliach present, it could be disastrous. Now, what's the problem? What did they do, and what did they have to undo? Why did they have to undo it? So Rashi explains that it used to be that if a husband wanted to be mevatel get, he would get three people, bifnei shlosha. He would be mevatel in front of a beis din of three people. Rabbi Gamliel saw that that was going to be highly problematic, because if the shliach doesn't know that the get was batel, and the wife doesn't know that the get was batel, so the shliach is going to go give her the get. She's going to think she's divorced. She's going to get remarried. It's going to be disastrous. Her children are all going to be mamzerim. She's really still married to the first guy. So mipnei tikkun ha'olam, in order to save us from situations of mamzerus, so the Rabbi Gamliel was misakin that you need to be mevatel the get in front of either the shliach or the wife. It's not good enough to just go in front of a beis din. Now, the Achronim point out that after we learn tomorrow's daf, we'll see that Rashi seems to be directly against the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have a machlokas in tomorrow's daf, in daf lamed gimel amra aleph, when we say that the husband is mevatel in front of beis din, how many people does the husband need to be mevatel to get in front of, back before the Takanos from Gamliel? How many people was the husband mevatel to get in front of before Rabbi Gamliel came along and made the takana? So Rashi's assuming three, and that is in fact one day in the Gemara. It's the mashmalos of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says he makes a beis din. However, there's another sheet in the Gemara that says, no, that the husband was only mevatel to get in front of two people. The Gemara goes on to say that that machlokas would have ramifications in terms of trying to understand the motivation of Rabbi Gamliel's takana. If the husband used to only be mevatel to get in front of two people, so if only two people know about it, word's not going to get out. The shliach is never going to find out. The wife is never going to find out. And then we have the legitimate concern that we spoke of before, that the shliach is going to give the get to the wife, she's going to think she's divorced, and she's going to go and get remarried with a get that has been invalidated. So that was why Rabbi Gamliel made the takana. However, the Gemara says, if you assume that you need, even before Takanas Rabban Gamliel, you needed three people to be mevatel the get. If you assume you needed a beis din of shlosha to be mevatel the get in the first place, so there's no way the shliach and the woman aren't going to find out about it. It's chavrcha de chavre islay. The word will get around. Three people are certainly enough to be motzi kol, to allow word to get around, to allow her to find out that the get is batel. What's the concern then? Why did Rabban Gamliel Azakin have to be misake not to do this? Not to be mevatel again in front of your own three people, but to do it only in front of the woman or in front of the shliach? The concern is that we don't want to make it too easy for the husband to be mevatel his get. If we make it too easy for him to be mevatel his get, his wife is going to remain in aguna. Meaning, enochinami, halachically, she should be in aguna because, halachically speaking, she's not divorced. But we don't want a woman to have to remain in a situation where she's unable to marry someone else when the husband originally wanted to send her a get. So we want to make it more difficult for him to be mevatel the get. That's why Rabban Gamliel went ahead and was misakein specifically that you have to be mevatel the get in front of the shliach or in front of the isha. Now Rashi, l'chora, takes two different sides of the machlokas. On the one hand, Rashi says that prior to Takanas Rabban Gamliel, they were mevatel to get bifnei shlosha. And on the other hand, he says, and the problem with that was that no one would ever know about it. The shliach would never know about it. The woman would never know about it. What do you mean they wouldn't know about it? If it was bifnei shlosha, the Gemara says, they do know about it. They will find out about it. So that's a major kasha in Rashi. Maybe we'll get back to that kasha tomorrow. Tosos over here points out that there is another machlokas also in tomorrow's daf, whether after Takanas from Gamliel, if the husband is mevatel the get, shalobifnei ashliach and shalobifnei isha, he's mevatel the get in his own group, but in front of his own beis din, there is a machlokas in the Gemara, does it work b'diavet or not? So Rebbe happens to hold, even though Rabban Gamliel is misakin, he's not allowed to do it, it's still going to work b'di'eved if he is mevatel it not in front of the wife and not in front of the shliach. So the kasha Tosfos asks is, in the first case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah wanted to come up with a case where a husband is mevatel a shliach, so what did we say? He goes to the shliach and he tells him, the get I gave you is batel. Why does the Mishnah have to have that case, according to Rebbe? According to Rebbe, that he's able to be mevatelit, and it is going to be batel, even if he doesn't speak to the shliach, even if he only goes in front of his own beis din, why doesn't the Mishnah give that case, that the husband was mevatelit in front of his own group, and it's still going to be batel? So Tosfos gives the pashut answer, is that the Mishnah wants to speak of cases that are actually mutter to do. As we said, Rabbi Gamliel made a takana, you're not allowed to be mevatalit shelo b'fnei isha and shelo b'fnei ashliach. You need to be b'fnei one of them. You need to speak to one of them. And granted, b'di'evit, if you do it, it's going to work, but that's not the ideal way to do it. We don't allow that l'chadchila. And the Mishnah wants to speak of cases that are l'chadchila. Tosos has another couple of answers as well. You could take a look on the top Tosos. Let's move on, though. Says the Gemara, higiyo lo katani ele higiya. The Mishnah does not say that the husband chased after the woman and caught up to the shliach. It says higiya, the very first case of the Mishnah. He sends a shliach and then he's higiya l'shliach, which implies va'afilu memela. It implies even if he just happens to run into the shliach and he didn't chase after him to catch up to him. And what's the chiddush of that? That even if the husband happens to run into the shliach, he could be mevatel get. Why would it make a difference whether he's chasing after him or he happens to run into him in the shuk somewhere and he tells him he wants to be mevatel shlichus? So says the Gemara, the chiddush is v'lo amrinon l'tzu'ura hu d'kamechavein. I might have thought that if he really wanted to be mevatel get, he would have been chasing after the guy. From the fact that he wasn't chasing after the guy, he just happened to meet him, he's probably just playing games. He's probably just trying to drive his wife crazy by being mitzayer her, by telling her that the get is going to be batel. But he's not really serious that he wants to be mevatel the get. So that's why he comes and tells me that no, even if he just happens to run into her, we take him seriously. We assume he really does want to be mevatel the get. Tosus asks, what's the havamina otherwise? How could we possibly have a havamina that if the husband comes and says, I'm mevatel l'shlichus, I don't want this get, I think it's terrible, and he's amad v'tzavach, screaming that he doesn't want the get, and we're going to say, no, you're not serious, we don't believe you, we think you really do want the get. How can you have such a case? How can we say that the woman is going to be divorced based on what we're going to read his mind directly against what he's actually saying? So Tosus says, no, the havamina is not that we're going to read his mind. Tosus in the second tarot says, the havamina is that we're going to be machmir to be choshesh, that maybe he's just playing games. Not to say that he's vaday playing games, and therefore the get is still going to be a good get. No, we're going to say it's a suffic get. So at least we're going to be machmir in both directions. Alternatively, Tosus's first answer is that sometimes, even if a person is saying something, if you could tell by his body language and the way he's acting and the way he's going about doing something that he's taking it as a joke and that he's not taking it seriously, so maybe we taka have the right to say that he's not taking it seriously. Tosus says, if a guy really wanted to be mevatel the get and he was really taking this seriously, shouldn't he have brought Adam along with him to be mevatel the get? He doesn't bring Adam with him, so we assume he's not really taking it seriously. He's not really interested in being mevatel the get. Happens to be our gears in the Gemara, the way we read it, is that the Hava Amina is Litsu'ura Hudakamachavin, that he's just trying to be Mitzaer her, meaning Mitzaer his wife. The Rashba has a girsa Litsu'ure Hudakamachavin, that he's not trying to be Mitzaer his wife. When he goes to the Shliach and he happens to meet the Shliach and he tells the Shliach, oh, by the way, I don't want your Shlichus to work anymore, I don't want the get to work anymore, what the Hava Amina is that he might be playing games with the shliach, that really he does want to get to work. He's just trying to annoy the shliach. He's just trying to bother the shliach. That's the girsa of the Rashba. And that will come into play a little bit later in the Gemara. The Gemara now is going to just continue through the Mishnah, line by line, case by case, and show what the chiddush of each and every phrase in the Mishnah is. So again, the first case in the Mishnah was, I sent a shliach, and I go after the shliach myself, or happen to meet the shliach myself, and tell him, I don't want your shlichus to be active anymore. So in that case, the chiddush is that I'm not playing games. I'm really serious, even though I wasn't chasing you, I just happened to run into you, I'm still serious, I want to get to be batel. Next phrase in the Mishnah, Osha shalach acharav shliach. Or if the guy sends, the husband doesn't go himself after the shliach, he sends another shliach after that shliach. Lamali, what's that case adding? Obviously, if the husband himself can go be mevatel the shlichus, shlucho shel adam kamoso, he can send another shliach to be mevatel the shlichus. Whatever the husband can do, his shliach can do as well. So says the Gemara, no, there's a havamina to say otherwise. Ma'u detema lo alima shlichuse de basra mi shlichuse de kama de liftalei. I might think the second shlichus, the second shliach, can't be stronger than the first shliach, and therefore can't be mevatel the first shliach. Kamash Mala, and that's why he comes to teach me that he can. What's the Havamina? That the second Shliach can't be Mevatel the first Shliach? So the Rashash has an unusual Tzushtel over here. The Rashash says that it's similar to Ein Bezdin Yachol Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chavero Elim Kein Hu Gadol Menu B'Chachma B'Minyan. Similar to the idea that if you have a Bezdin that makes a Takana, that a later Bezdin is not allowed to come along and be Mevatel, that the Takana of the earlier Bezdin, unless the latter Bezdin is greater than the first Bezdin B'Chachma B'Minyan. So the Rosh Hashanah said maybe it's a similar idea over here, that both of these Shluchim only come in Mikoach Tabal. Both of these Shluchim are equal Shluchim. So someone of equal stature can't undo something that was done of someone of equal stature prior to him. You need to have greater stature in order to undo that which was done prior to you. Just like the Beis Din needs to be of greater stature to undo Divrei Beis Din Chavero, the second Shliach would have to have greater stature to undo that which the first Shliach did. But that's only a hava mina. The Gemara says, "Kamashmalan," that that's not so. No, shlucha shalom kamoso. If the husband has the right to be mevatel the first shliach, the husband has the right to send the shliach to be mevatel the first shliach. It works with the same mechanism. Next phrase in the Mishnah, Kadam hu eitzel ishto lamali. What's the chiddush of telling me that the husband can go to the wife before she receives the get and tell her that he's mevatel the get? Why wouldn't he be able to? So ma'u detema, I might have thought, kilo amrina l'suruka mechavin hanimil l'shliach. I might have thought, when do we take the husband seriously, that he really wants to be mevatel the get, and we assume he's not just playing games to drive his wife nuts? That's only when he talks to the shliach. Avalidida, but if he's going to her, vada l'suruka mechavin. I would have thought he's clearly going just to drive her crazy, just to make her life miserable. Kamash Malan therefore comes to teach me, no, we actually take him seriously even when he goes directly to the wife and says that I'm being mevatel the shlichus. The svara is that if you want to make someone's life miserable, it's much more geschmack if you get to see their face while you do it. So the svara is that if he's going to be mevatel the shlichus, And as a joke, not as a serious thing, and he's just doing it to make her crazy, so he would go, it's much more likely that he would go directly to her rather than going to the shliach, only to the shliach and not to her. Now, according to the Rashba that we said before, that before we were talking about Litzu Rei Kamechavein, that he was trying to make the shliach crazy, so the Gemara really fits nicely, that I might have thought that when do we assume he's not just trying to make somebody crazy? When it's the shliach that he's trying to make crazy. What does he have against the shliach? But his wife, who he's divorcing, they obviously have a rocky relationship, so I might have thought over there, clearly litzu'ura, clearly that's his kavana to drive her crazy. So the Rashba fits in actually very beautifully with this line. You don't have to say like the Rashba, you could say like we explained before, that it's both litzu'ura kamechavin, but if you want to be mitzayir her, I might have thought that it's much more likely that he's trying to be mitzayir her when he goes to her directly. The next phrase in the Mishnah, O sheshalach etzla shliach. Not only can he be mevatel the get by going directly to his wife, he can send a shliach to his wife, who's going to preempt the first shliach who has the get, and this shliach will tell his wife, you're going to receive a get, ignore it, that the get is batel. So lamali, what's that case adding? Again, if the husband's allowed to go to his wife and tell her to ignore the get that's coming, of course he can send a shliach to his wife and tell her the same thing. So says Gemara, no, ma'u detema ihu hu delotarach adaita litzu'ura. That if the guy wants to drive his wife crazy, he's not going to go out of his way just to make her crazy if he's not really serious about it. Aval shliach delo ichbatle, but no skin off his back if the shliach has to be matriach himself to go go undo the get, to go drive his wife crazy. So for that, he won't think twice before sending a shliach to go make his wife crazy. Ki tarach vade l'tzurka mechavin. So vade delo ichbatle ki tarach. Certainly, it doesn't bother him that the shliach is being tarach. So in that case, I would think for sure the husband's not really serious about being mevatel the get. He's just trying to make his wife miserable. And therefore, the bittul should not work. Kamash Mulan. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches me that even when it's a shliach that he's sending to his wife, where it's no tircha from him, still we assume that he's serious about being mevatel the get, and it's not only litzu'ura kamechavin. Now, Tosfos points out that the Gemara makes an assumption that the case of the husband going to the wife has to be a case where he's toreach to go to the wife. Who says that it's a case that he's tarech? Maybe it's just like the case of the first case of the Mishnah where the husband goes to the shliach, where he's higia, he's nizdamin, he happens to run into the shliach. Who's to say that by the wife it's not the same? That he happens to run into the wife. Why is the Gemara assuming that the case where the husband goes to the wife is that he was toreach to chase after her? Who says? Maybe he wasn't toreach to chase after her. He just happened to run into his wife. And then that's the case that he's mevatel. And tells us, don't tell me that when the Gemara makes this assumption that the case is one of toreach, that the halacha would be different if he wasn't toreach. It's a major tema, Tosla says, to tell me that if the husband happens to meet his wife and that's what he's mevatel to get, that would be purely l'tzu'ura kamechavin for real, not just as a havamina, that it's really just l'tzu'ura kamechavin, it's not a bittel. That should have been mentioned if that were in fact the case. So Tosla leaves it as a question, that it's a tema, that the Gemara is just going to make this assumption that the case of the husband being mevatel the shlichus of the get directly to the wife is only going to be in a case where he chases after her. So the other Rishonim or Metarets, the other Ramban and the Ran, answer that the reason why the Mishnah chose a case of the husband dealing directly with the wife, chasing after the wife to deal directly with her, and not happening to run into the wife, is that it's very much not matzoi, it's very uncommon for a husband to send a shliach to bring a get to his wife, and then for the husband to happen to run into the wife afterwards. Normally, if the husband's going to get divorced, he'll bring the get himself. What would motivate shlichus? Why would he want to send a shliach if he's not going to be in the neighborhood that his wife lives in? He happens to not be around where his wife is going to be. So he sends a shliach who's going to be there, and that shliach will go bring the get to his wife. But in a case where he sends a shliach, therefore, he's already not in her neighborhood. The chances that he's going to happen to run into his wife are very unlikely, therefore. Of course, like Tosus assumes, if he happens to run into his wife and he's mevatel the shlichus is in fact batel. We don't assume the tzuruka mechavin, but the case of the Mishnah where he's mevatel the get in front of his wife is most likely a case where he chased after his wife. Otherwise, he never would have found himself in the same town as his wife. The next phrase in the Mishnah, once she receives the get, then it's too late. You can't be mevatel it anymore. So Pshita, isn't that obvious? She's already divorced. Of course, he can't undo a divorce. So the Rashba writes, like we said before, that it could be the chiddush of the Mishnah is that there's no tol kedei dibur. Okay, but the Gemara is going to have a different teretz, but that could have been a good teretz as well. That it's not so pashut, because by other things you have such a concept of tokeh de'dibur that you could be chozer the moment after she receives the get. Over here you don't have such a concept. So that's the Gemara, lo tzricha de mahadra le'me'ikara levetule. No, the case is that he's chasing after the shliach the whole time to try to be mevatel the get, and he just didn't catch up until it was too late, until the get was given already. So I might have thought, ma'u detemu glay milsul mafreya de betule batle, I might have thought that it's a glay milsul mafreya, that he was already mevatel it when he was chasing after the shliach, kamash malon, that it's not so. Kamash malon, that once the get is given, if he had not yet been mevatalit, now it's too late to first go ahead and be mevatalit. Now, we mentioned earlier, there's going to be machlokas in tomorrow's daf. If the husband, after Takanas Ram Gamliel, if the husband is mevatal get, not in front of the shliach and not in front of the wife, whether it works or not. Rebbe held that it works. It's still going to be batal b'diavad. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that it doesn't work. B'diavad, it's not going to be batal. Rav Gamliel's takan is so strong, the Gemara is going to say, that not only are you not allowed to be mevatel it, not b'fnei the shliach and not b'fnei the wife, it doesn't even work if you are mevatel it, not b'fnei the shliach, not b'fnei the wife. So the Rashba asks, but wait a second. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion, what exactly is the havamin over here? Again, the Gemara is assuming that if he's chasing after them, he didn't say a word of bittel, he's just chasing after them, and he didn't catch up, there's a havamina that would work as a bittel? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even if he's screaming in front of a beis din, batel, 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 it's still not going to work. So chasing after them should work better than him getting together in front of Shalom Bifneihem saying batel? He's not Bifneihem when he's chasing after them, obviously, because he's chasing after them. He hasn't caught up to them. So why would I have a havamina that would work even more than going in front of a beis din and saying batel? How could that possibly work better? So the Rashba's mitarets that you have to assume that this case that he's chasing after them is that the shliach sees him chasing after him. The shliach thinks he's chasing after him to say, yeah, go, I want to get rid of her, yeah, get rid of it, make sure the get happens. Right? If you speak to Masadri Gittin, the overwhelming feeling that you get from a lot of the cases, the marriage is degenerated to a point where very often it's a sense of relief when it's actually done, that they just want to get it over with, they want to have the get totally done with. So that's what he assumes the husband's doing, just go, give it. He doesn't realize that the husband's trying to be mevatel it. But he does see that the husband is chasing after him. So therefore, the Hava Amina is that that's considered a bittul bifnei ha-shliach, because he's chasing after him, and the shliach sees that he's chasing after him. So I might have thought that that's considered bittul bifnei ha-shliach. That's what the Rashba says. So kamash malon, that since he doesn't express any sense of bittul, it's not bittul bifnei ha-shliach. Right? Tosfos points out over here in Dibra Maskel Mal Detema that taimu mishum deba'osa shashu rot lo noda daita lo l'shliach lo l'isha lo l'beizdin. No one knows what's going through his head when he's running after him. But he's doing the best that he can. He's doing everything that he can do. As opposed to in the case in Kiddushin Daf Mem Tes, where a guy sells his house, al das, to make aliyah. He sells his house in America because he plans on going and moving to Eretz Yisrael. Then whatever happens, Rachman al-Sultan, something happens, he has to stay in America. He's not able to make aliyah. So he goes to the guy he sold his house to and he says, I'm sorry, but the sale is not valid. The guy says, what are you talking about? You sold me your house. He says, well, yeah, but that's because I was planning on making Aliyah. Now I'm not able to make Aliyah, so I want my house back. So in that case, obviously he intended only to sell his house, al das, to make Aliyah. It was a Tanai, but it was pure Dvarm Shebelev. And in that case, it's really his own fault. He should have gotten a better lawyer. Because if you have a Tanai Belev, you really should have said it Bepeh. And he should have had that made very clear in the Shtar in the first place, that he's only selling it Al Tanai, that he goes and he makes Aliyah. But in this case, the guy's actually doing everything he can do. And he's chasing after them. So it's not really Dvarm Shebelev, because he's doing everything within his power to do to be Mevatalit. So Tosus says that over here, it's not really Dvarm Shebelev, it's Kidvarm Shebelev. It's like it's Dvarm Shebelev, but it's not really as bad as Dvarm Shebelev normally is. Tosus then asks, wait a second, if it's only Kidvarm Shebelev, it's only a Din D'Rabbanan that we treat it as if it's Dvarm Shebelev, but it's not really Dvarm Shebelev, then Miika Midi Dimidar Raisa Lo Aviget Midrabbanan Haviget. Is it possible that on a Daraisa level it's not going to be a good get? And then Midrabbanan, because we say it's only like it's Dvarm Shebelev, the Bittul's not going to work and it is going to be a good get? So Tos says, that's not called Akiras Davar Min HaTorah. That's well within the rights of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are allowed to be Akir Davar Min HaTorah when the mechanism that they're using is so similar, is just an extension of a concept Min HaTorah. The concept of Dvarm Shebelev Lo Avi Dvarim is a concept Min HaTorah. The Rabbanan are extending the definition of Dvarm Shebelev to even include this case where he's chasing after them. And therefore, they're employing that concept Min HaTorah in order to be Mevatel the Get. A very very difficult chiluk to understand, because either way, at the end of the day, it's still the Rabbanan taking a Get Da'oraisa, something or something that was not a Get Da'oraisa, and activating it and making it a Get Midrabbanan. Okay, let's go a little bit weiter. Tan Rabbanan. The Gemara is now going to analyze, the Brice is going to analyze different Lashonos that a person can use to try to be Mevatel Get, and which Lashonos work to be Mevatel Get, which ones do not work, which ones are effective, which ones are ineffective. Tan Rabbanan, Batel Hu, if a person just says Batel Hu, or E.F. Shibo, I don't want it. Dvar of Kayamin, that works, that makes the Get Batel. However, Pasel Hu, if he says the Get's Pasel, or Eno Get, he says it's not a good Get, Lo Amar Klum, that's invalid. Why is that invalid? Why is that not a valid lashon of bittul? So Rashi says, when you say pasul hu, you're not saying that you're invalidating the get, that you don't want the get to work. You're saying that there's a problem with the get is pasul, that there's a problem in the chefts of the get. And says Rashi, v'haleka, we have eyes, we could look at the get, we see that it's that there's no problem with the get. So how can you go and claim that the get is pasul? We see that it's not pasul. So very shver Rashi, the Rashba asks, what do you mean? How do you see that it's pasul? Not every psul is visible to the eye. Sometimes a person can write a get b'mechubar, and then he's tolish, then he detaches it from the ground. That's pasul, but you'll never know. You can't know by looking at it that it was written b'mechubar. A get could be written shalol l'shma, if yodin yiksiv l'shma, or chasima shalol l'shma. Something could be done shalol l'shma, that pasul's the get. You'll never know by looking at it that it was done shalol l'shma. So how does Rashi know that just because you're saying pasul hu, that that it's something that's beyond your that you're not telling the truth, that you're saying it's possible, and we know that it's not possible. How can you say that? Pashtus in the Gemara is that pasul who is not a lashon of bittul, it may or may not be pasul, and we probably need to investigate whether it is or is not pasul, and we need to discuss what is ne'amanus is to say that it's pasul. Was there b'fani naftam, etc. Whatever it is, it may or may not be pasul. That's not the issue over here. It's not a lashon of bittul. That's not enough to go and be mevatel again. That's not what the Rashba says. The Rashba says that had the psul been something that's not visible, something like lishmo or mechubar, he should have specified what the psul is. From the fact that he doesn't specify what the psul is implies that the psul is something inherent and noticeable on the get, and over there we see that it's not so. But anyway, we said that batel hu is a valid lashon of bittul. So when you say batel hu, you're saying, I want to be mevatel to get from here on in. So, frek the Gemara, the memor the batel lishna de liftel mashma. Do you mean to say that batel is a lashon that the get should be batel in the future, meaning batel is a future lashon? V'amir Rabba Barai, v'amir Rav Sheshes, v'amir l'amir Rabba Baravua, mekabel matana. If you have a different case, a person who receives a matana, sha'amir l'achash abasu matana liyada. Once he receives the matana, he says, matana zu mivuteles, ti batel. E.F. Sheba says one of these Lashonos, lo amar klum, that doesn't undo the Nesina Samatana. The Matana is a valid Matana. L'manaf kamina, whether it's a valid Matana or not, if I don't want it, I could just not take it, make it Hefker. I mean, who cares whether I was actually acquired it at first or not, whether the Lashon is valid. So Rashi points out, the major nafkamina is if I have a Balchov. So if I have a Balchov, someone I owe money to, so if it was a valid Kinyan, the Balchov is allowed to go and be Tofes, he's allowed to take it. If it was not a valid kinyan, it was never mine, so the Balchov can't go ahead and be Tofes. So these Lashonos are not valid Lashonos to be Mevata Lekinyan. The kinyan did happen, it is my Matana, and the Balchov is allowed to be Tofes. But if you say, Batlahi Eino Matana, if you say that it always was Batel, meaning past tense, I never intended to be Kona it, or Eino Matana, it never was a Matana in the first place, past tense, Dvar of Kayamin. Then it undoes the Matana at its roots. The Matana never occurred. And then the Balchov can't go and be Tofis it. So what do you see from there? Batlahi, which is the equivalent of Batelhu, and by the way, Tosus is a totally different Mahalich, but I'm going within Rashi. Batlahi, which is the equivalent of Batelhu, you see, Alma Batel Meikara Mashma, implies going back in time, that it's Batel Meikara, not that it's Batel from here on forward. So Amar Abaye, Abaye answer, and whereas over here by get, we said batel hu is good to be mevatel to get going forward. I mean, what we need to keep in mind, what can get a little confusing, is a valid lashon of bittel by a get has to be mikanu lahaba. It has to be saying that there was nothing wrong with the get, I'm just trying to be mevatel it going forward, that it shouldn't work. A valid lashon of bittel by matana has to be the mafreya. Right? If the lashon of bittel is going to work by matana, I have to say the matana never was. But so how can the same lashon of bittul work for both a get and matana? By get you need a mikanu lahaba lashon, and by matana you need a mafreya lashon. So which one is batel hu? So Amar Abaye, Abaye answers batel shtei lashonos mashma. Batel can go either way. It could mean lamafreya, or it could mean mikanu lahaba. Mashma de batel, mashma de liftel. Gabe get lishon de mahani beka amar, gabe matana lishon de mahani baka amar. So by get we use the lashon that works for get, which is the lashon of mikanu laba, and by matana we use the mashmaus that works for matana, which is the mashmaus of lamafreya. But it can go either way. That's how Rashi explains. The Ritva says slightly differently. The Ritva says that it's not that it can go either way; it can mean one or the other. But whenever you say batalu, you mean both. You mean that it's batal both lamafreya and mikanu laba. The only thing is, sometimes it doesn't work in both directions. Sometimes it only works in one direction. So it applies. It's chal, your lashon is chal on whichever direction it actually works in. There was a Shver Rashi though on the bottom of Amar Aleph and Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, the last Rashi in Dibur Maskel Batlahi, again talking about the case of Matana. So Rashi says when the Gemara said that when you say Batlahi by the Matana, it's a valid bittul. The Matana never was chal. Right? How does that work? Why are you believed to say that? So Rashi says, Hodas baldin kameya edim dami. If I'm moda that it's not mine, so what more do you need? That's like meya edim. It's like having 100 witnesses that are saying that it's not mine. And therefore, I claim that I was never zocheba. I claim that I never acquired it. So it goes back to the person who had it originally. It's not mine. It doesn't belong to me. The Balchov can't collect from it. So all the Rishonim ask on Rashi, the Rashba asks, I don't understand. generally speaking, Hodas Baldim Kamei Eidim Dami only works when it's not Chavla Acherim, when it's not going to be bad for anybody else, when the only person that it's bad for is me. So I'm Moda that the worst is true of me. But I can't cost somebody else something with my Hodas Baldin. So how does Hodas Baldin work over here when the Balchov is going to lose out? The Balchov, had I acquired it, the Balchov would be able to be Tofes it. Had I not acquired it, though, the Balchov loses. He's not, you know, unable to be Tofes. So how can you believe me, as Mea Aden, to say I didn't acquire it? The Balchov is going to lose from this. So the truth is, the Ravid writes that in Okinami, that if there's a Balchov, I'm not believed. The only thing is, then you need to come up with another nafkamina of what the matana was over here. What's the nafkamina, whether the matana is a valid matana or not, if there's no balchov in the picture. But the Ravid says you have to say that there's no balchov in the picture. Other Rishonim aren't so convinced that you have to say there's no balchov in the picture. The Rashba writes that no, Hodas Baldin works. Hodas Baldin generally doesn't work when it costs somebody else something, but that's only by something that I was once muchsak in. We know that I was once the owner of, and I'm trying to claim that I'm no longer the owner of it. I'm trying to claim that it's no longer mine. So for that, we're going to say my Hodas Baldin can't work unless it doesn't cost anybody else anything. But something that I never owned in the first place, something that never did belong to me, and I'm trying to say that I never acquired it, even when it's chav la'achirim, even when someone else loses because of it, a hodas baldin can work under such circumstances. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Abaye, Nakitinan shliach matana hareu k'shliach get. The halacha is that a shliach matana has the same status of a shliach get. What do we mean? Nafkamina laholich lav kizuchidami. Just like by a get, if you tell a shliach, holich get zele ishti, the woman is not yet divorced until she receives the get, so too by a matana. If you give a person a matana and you say, holech matana zula ploni, you give him a matana, you say, bring it to so-and-so, so the matana is not effective until ploni gets it. Holech does not mean I want you to acquire it for him. Holech means I want you to bring it to him and let him acquire it for himself. Tosus points out that the comparison between matana and get is a little bit perplexing over here. By get, even zechi doesn't work. Even if you said holich works as good as zechi, by get, even if you go to a shliach and you say, shliach, I want you to be zoche in this get for my wife. She's not divorced, because it's a chov for the isha, in chavon ladam shalom b'fanav. As if he's not the shliach l'kabbalah of the wife, I can't make a shliach l'kabbalah on behalf of my wife. So that's not going to work. She's not going to be divorced in that case. Even zechi doesn't work by a get. By a matana, zechi for sure works, because zachon adam shlo b'fanav. So by a matana, of course I can go, and I can say, be zocha in this for so-and-so, for ploni, and that will act as a kinyan on behalf of that person. By get, it's not going to work that way. So Tosus points out, yeah, the Gemara is not being exactly accurate over here. It's a simana be'alma. We're just trying to say that just like holich does not work by a get, even zechi doesn't work by a get, but just like holich doesn't work by a get, so too holich doesn't work by a matana. Now the Rashba says, no, that it could be that there is a nafkamina legabe a get. If I say zechi by a get, granted, the wife is not divorced when the shliach takes it. But, says the Rashba, it could be under certain circumstances she's a suffik mugareshes. Based on the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Ches, if the motivation that the husband is giving to get is to save the wife from Yibum, it could be, the Gemara says, that she's a suffik mugareshes. So zechi is different than holech by a get as well. When I say holech gets al ishti, regardless of the circumstances, when I say holech gets al ishti, she's absolutely not mugareshes until she receives the get. When a person says zechi to a shliach, by a get, if the circumstances are such that he's trying to save her from Yibum, it could be that while she's not Vadai Mugreshes, she's at least Safek Mugreshes. That's how the Rashba writes. The Ramban, and the Trumas Deshem quotes from the Mordechai, says a different approach. That it could be that when a person says Zechi, granted his wife is not divorced as soon as the Shliach takes the get, but the husband loses the right to be Mevatel the get as soon as he says Zechi. When he says zechi to the shliach, the husband is no longer able to be mevatel that shlichus. A huge chiddush, that there is a difference between holich and zechi by a get. I say holich ketzel ishti, so that's our mishnah. I can go to the woman and be mevatel it, I can go to the shliach and be mevatel it. Before Tekonos Ram Gamliel, I could have gone to my own bezin and been mevatel it. But if I would have said zechi to the shliach, I lose the right to be mevatel. And this was huge in halacha. The Trumas Hadashin had a case, an unbelievable case, of a guy who became a mishumud, and he converted out of the religion, and obviously his wife wanted a get. So they finally convinced him, after a lot of work, they convinced him to make a shliach to give a get to his wife. So the guy made a shliach to get to his wife. But now their concern was that he was going to be mevatel the shlichus. So how are they going to make sure that he's not mevatel the shlichus? So using this Ramban, this Mordechai, Shmuel Sesshon only quotes it from the Mordechai, using this idea, they said, they forced the guy to say, they told the guy, we want you to say, they instructed him to say zechi. So once he says zechi to the shliach, he's not going to be able to be chose on the shlichus. He's not going to be chose to be able to be mevatel the get. So then they know she'll be divorced. Why were they so concerned that the guy was going to be mevatel the get? They convinced him. He was giving it. Well, who would think to be mevatel it? So the case was an unbelievable case. This is a guy, apparently, in the Trumas Hadashin, it's a tshuva, Trumas Hadashin, very sadistic tshuva, in the Trumas Hadashin, apparently, it happens to be in Siman Reish Lamed Zayin. In the Trumas Hadashin, the case was that the guy, when he was Jewish, when he was still a practicing Jew, he's always Jewish, when he was still a practicing Jew, his job was, he was a Mesader Gittin. He was a sofer gittin. He knew all the halachas of gittin cold. So that's why they were concerned he'd pull some shtick. Because he knows the halachas really well, they thought he would try to be mevatel to get. So that's why they had to get around it by telling him to say zechi. Okay, vaytu in the Gemara. Ravina, ashkei l'Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, detali v'kai b'ivr didashu. Ravina found Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak leaning on the doorpost, becoming bayilei, and he had the following shaila, batel mahu. What if you don't say batel who? You just say batel. Is that a good enough lashon of bittel? That's how Rashi understands the kasher. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerush in the sixth parak Halach Chav Dalet seems that he understands the kasher a little bit differently. It seems that the Rambam understands that the question of the Gemara is, what if you say, the shaila of the Gemara is, what if you say batal instead of batel? So that may have more of a lashon of past tense rather than mashmos of past tense rather than future tense, and that's the shaila of the Gemara. But Pashtus is like Rashi. You didn't say the word who, you just said batel. So what's the din? Is that a valid lashon of bittel? Teku, so we leave it unresolved. Amrav sheishes ramilu masnisatani. Getze lo yoil. If you say any of the following lashonos, getze lo yoil, this get shouldn't work. Lo yatir, lo yaziv, lo yishaleach, lo yigaresh, yeheicheres, yeheikicheres. It should be all these things. So dvarav kayamin. In any of these cases, it's a valid form of bittel because you're saying from here on forward it shouldn't work, even though there was nothing wrong with the get, it shouldn't work. But if you say eino mawil, eino matir, eino maziv, eino mishaleach, eino migaresh, cheresu. If what you seem to be saying is a description of the get, you seem to be saying this is a piece of garbage, it's a piece of cheres, it is a get that's ineffective, so you seem to be describing what the get already is, so that's not going to work. What about the following lashon? Harehu cheres mahu. We said before, if you say that cheres hu, it's invalid. If you say yehei cheres, it should be like cheres, that's valid. What if you say Harei hu cheres? What's the din? So Amar Ravina l'Ravacha b'Rei d'Rav, Amar l'Ravacha b'Rei d'Rav l'Ravashi, Mashnamei Harei hu hegdish, Harei hu hefker. When you say something is Harei hu hegdish, it becomes hegdish. So Harei hu cheres should be enough to make the get invalid. So the Rishonim point out, Tosfos points out, how do we make the comparison between hegdish and get? The halach is by hegdish. If a person were to say, for instance, Kikar zeh hegdish, that works. It makes the Kikar hegdish. But if someone says, get ze cheres, totally invalid. For sure it doesn't work. How do I know it doesn't work? Because we said before, get ze cheres hu doesn't work. Even with the word hu, it doesn't work. Because you seem to be describing what the get already is. So to say get ze cheres without the word hu, of course, is not going to work. So how can we bring a riot from hegdish? We know there are certain lashonos that work by hegdish that don't work by a get. It's a major kasha. So I didn't see Rishonim who answered the kasha. It's a major kasha. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now that we have this get, the husband was mevatel the get, so they're not divorced now. And then he changes his mind a few months later. The marriage is not working out. They try to resolve their issues, doesn't. But he has his get already written. So why should he pay a new sofer? So he wants to know if he can still use this get. Chozer megarish bo eino chozer megarish, or even bo biyom, let's say. So you don't have to worry about this man. Can he go and he be megarish with that get again afterwards? Can he use that get again? So Rav Nachman amar chozer megarish bo, Rav Sheshi amar eino chozer megarish bo. Rav Nachman says absolutely yes, no problem with using the get to be megarish. Rav Sheshi says no, he cannot be megarish once he was mevatelit. The get is batel. Vilso kavasid Rav Nachman, we pass on Rav Nachman that he's allowed to go and use that get again. Why is he allowed to use that get again? It seems to be that there are three deos in Rishonim. Tosfos Maseches Kiddushin Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis writes that just like you can't take Kesef Kiddushin and say, I'm mevatel this Kesef, it shouldn't count, it should never be able to be used as Kesef Kiddushin ever again. Because if it's currency and it's money, it works as Kesef Kiddushin. You can't undo its status as Kesef Kiddushin. So Tosfos says the same is true by a get. If the get is a valid get and everything was done properly with it, you can't say the get is not a good get. You don't have that kind of koach. You can take away your das and say, I don't want to get divorced now, but you don't have the koach to passel a get forever, so the cheftz is still fine. So you can't go ahead later on and say that the get is not going to be a good get. Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Vav Halacha Chaf Aleph writes, no, that it's an umdana. That we assume that the das of the person, look, if he wanted to be mevatel the get, he could. But usually when a person is mevatel get, he's not really being mevatel the get. It's an umdana that we assume he's being mevatel the shlichus. He's not being mevatel the get itself. And Tosfos over here, Dibra Maskel Hassam, explains that the ksivas haget is a maisa. The finishing of a writing of a get is an absolute maisa. An ein dibur, mevatel maisa. A dibur can't go ahead and be mevatel a maisa that was done. So the maisa is already done, you have the kashra get. Your dibur later on is not going to be able to undo the kashrus of the get. But anyway, so we said we pass like Rav Nachman for whichever of the three reasons, and we'll see which ones the Gemara seems like it implies like, but for whichever of the three reasons, we pass like Rav Nachman that you're allowed to reuse that get. Don't we say that we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan in a case where a husband gives kesef kiddushin to a woman, and he says a guy gives kesef kiddushin to a woman, and he says you should be mekadeshes to me after 30 days. Halacha is if within 30 days she decides, nah, I don't really want to be married to him, so the ma'aseh kiddushin is invalid. And even if after 15 days she says, I don't want to be married, and then after 20 days she says, change my mind, I really do want to be married, so it's still invalid. You're going to need a new Maisa Kiddushin. You can't reinvigorate that old Maisa Kiddushin. So who had it over here? You shouldn't be able to reinvigorate a get that you were Mevatel once. So says Gemara, no, Hachi Hashta, that's a faulty comparison. Hasam Dibur V'Diburhu. Over there by the Kiddushin, originally it was only a Dibur of her desire to get married, and she undid it with another Dibur of her desire to not get married. So Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. So the desire not to get married can undo the original desire to get married. V'Hacha Nihi Debatel L'Shlichus L'Shliach. Granted, your mevatel, your dibur, is able to mevatel the shlichus that you appointed the shliach to do, because that was only a dibur, but the appointment of a shliach is only a dibur, but gita gufei mi kabatel. Were you ever mevatel the get itself? Nah, you can't be mevatel the get itself. The get itself is not just a dibur, that's a chefza. You can't be mevatel a kasher, a chefza shall get. That you're not going to be able to, just with dibur alone, go ahead and be mevatel. Okay, Mitzvah Shem will pick up here at the two dots tomorrow.